Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show coming up. We're going to sit and spin. We've got 10 songs that do not have the title in the lyrics. That's on the way at 4:30. But first, time for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And a few from our questionnaire about thieving. Let's see. Back in the late 70s, Klamath Falls, Oregon, we were 9 or 10. We go around the neighborhood at night and steal stuff out of people's gardens. Fruits and vegetables, then just walk around and eat them. Nothing big, just a lot of fun back in the day. Good times. That from Raymond. What else we got? Guys, my buddy got tired of his tools being stolen from his truck. So he filled an old suitcase with dog crap and left it in the back. The rest is history.
Oh, yeah.
That from Christopher. Yeah, let's see. Matt writes in, guys, teenager, best friend and I decided to sign up for a ride along with a cop, purely for research purposes related to our thieving endeavors. We walked into the station, confused the person at the front desk, got sent next door to the detective's office. There, a lone guy had no idea what we were talking about, told us to go back into the lobby. As soon as he shut his door, my friend spotted a magnetic cop light on a shelf, grabbed it, and we casually walked back to our car. So, yeah. We stole from a police station and still have the light.
That is ballsy.
And guys, back when I was a teenager, my punk-ass former brother-in-law stole my Nintendo 64. I was like 15 or 16. He just got in a car accident. He was stuck at home for weeks. So I was nice and let him borrow my Nintendo with 10, 12 games. About a month later, went to get it back. He had pawned off all my stuff and spent the money on booze and weed. It's been 20 years, and I'm still mad. Punk ass Jesse. You guys rock. That from Andy Mack. As we move on to the birthday request. Guys, today is my awesome son Jackson's 8th trip around the Great Ball of Fire. He is the best son ever, and I'm super proud of him. So can we get a kid fish sandwich, montage, and Coach Ted, please? Thank you, guys. Love you, Bubba. Lots of love from Dad.
Fish sandwich.
8 years old, huh? It's a big birthday. Sometimes Coach will tell you go somewhere and get a large cheeseburger, maybe a milkshake too, you deserve it. But tonight, Coach is giving you a special admission. You look your dad right in the eye and you say, Dad, we're getting a cheeseburger pizza, the best of both worlds. I'm 8 years old and I deserve it, Dad.
Gentlemen, today's my 46th birthday. I want to wish myself a very happy one. Also wanted to give a shout out to my daughter, Stella. By the time you read this on the air, we'll be at Red Robin celebrating my 46th birthday.
Nice.
So could I get a click-clack from Ted, a drinkity-drunk from Thrill, and some dad jokes from Miles? Thanks, guys. And rock on. That from Ryan.
Click-clack.
Drinkity-drunk.
Get the full tower.
Yes. All right. Two robbers are robbing a liquor store. One guy picks up a bottle and says, is this whiskey? The other says, yeah, but not as whiskey as robbing a bank. Did you guys hear about the letter of the alphabet that went crazy?
No.
D's nuts.
Yeah, one more. I've never heard that version of that joke.
I know. I thought I'd heard every version.
Yeah, exactly. D is nuts.
That's right. Guys, a lion would never play golf.
No.
A lion would never play golf.
Too many cheetahs? Nah. A lion would never play golf. But a tiger would.
Okay. All right. Get it.
R.I.P. to Tiger's mom.
Yeah, no kidding. Guys, your best rockaholic, Carrie, turns 55 today. Please give her some of your best dad jokes from Miles and the best from the captain. Please look at the poster I made for her birthday. Thanks, guys. That's from Randy. He took a bunch of old concert tickets and some old KISW stickers from back in the day and put them in a really nice frame.
Yeah, that is very cool.
That's very cool. All right, let's see here. Dad jokes for Carrie. Why don't the members of Fish eat peanut butter? Why don't the members of Fish eat peanut butter?
I don't know.
They're a jam band.
Okay, all right.
Why don't the members of the Grateful Dead eat peanut butter?
They're a jam band.
No, most of them are dead. And do you know the funniest part about Valentine's Day? The funniest part about Valentine's Day. This is safe, I think.
What?
Oh. All the people walking around with a heart on.
Heart on, yeah.
A heart on. Captain.
Oh, yes. Sorry, distracted me.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Nothing better than saying happy birthday to a person with the same name twice. Carrie, you might remember when they honored me in the classic Robin Williams film, Dead Poets Society, where all the sad teen boys stood on the desk and said, my captain, little known fact, I was off camera, but that's the only way they would say it if they could say it to me, Captain Crunch. I was happy to oblige. My only stipulation was that I had to be pantsless. And they oblige. Crunch bags.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast for the shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Science says classical music soothes a baby's heart in the womb.
How did they know that? Well, I guess you could hook up an EKG.
Yeah, right.
Classical music.
You can check out the heart as you go.
And then when your kid's born, they'll hate it.
But haven't we known this for a while, that kids can hear music in the womb and playing music for them is a healthy thing to do?
Yeah, and it's always classical music. It's good with plants. It's good with babies.
Right.
It's good with animals. Sure, we get it. It's just not enjoyable for most people.
But does other music... Well, you know, you can do the headphones thing so that you don't have to hear it.
Sure. Oh, yeah, that's the way to do it.
But does other music detract? You know what I mean?
I would think so. I think, like, pop music, hip-hop, and rock probably accelerate their heartbeat because it's designed to do that.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, just get the beats going in.
Sure.
Like, you kind of follow along a little bit. Like, nobody listens to classical music before they're going to do a boxing match.
You
not
know
you. I mean?
You listen. Yeah, but put on Gojira. See what the kid does.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, just see if it really does increase their heartbeat. And they're
throwing up metal horns.
Exactly. Just moshing in the gut.
Yeah, why not?
Your baby's head banging.
Since texting took over in 2005, we've lowered our daily talk time by 3,000 words.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I mean, but it makes sense. Like, sometimes I just need to text you, not call you. Because if I call you, inevitably, we use more words than we need to convey the information.
Correct. Right? There has to be a whole song and dance.
Do you want this for dinner? I can say, chicken. I'm done. If I call, then there's a whole conversation for me to just say, chicken.
Right.
And some of it's just with certain friends.
Sure.
Like, I have some friends that we text all the time. I just rarely talk to. And I know if I talk to them, it's going to be 40 minutes.
Right.
If that makes sense. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, we'll just keep texting. And then if we do call, we try to set it up like, okay, let's do a phone call.
And that was a big thing when texting took over, was a lot of the etiquette that we had on phones was still kind of being translated over to text, but then it switched into this new world that we hadn't had before, which is an open conversation that never ends.
Right.
You know,
right,
usually
right,
right. When you're in a new relationship with somebody, you're texting them, and then you'll say the hellos and the goodbyes in the text there. But after a while, it's just, here's what I have to say, here's the question that I have, and here's the response.
But that's also what I expect and hope for from a text.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, just give me the brass tacks, bro.
Exactly.
Just.
How many times have I texted all three of you guys, like, hey, don't forget that we got this coming up today.
Done. That's right. All we need.
That's all it
we
is.
We get it.
I don't need anything.
Right. Like, I text you a decent amount. But generally, if I call you before work, you know, it's like,
it's right, not it's, good.
We got to tell
her. It's like a work question, or just, you know, like Friday is one of those days. We'll be out at the brewery at Black Raven in Woodinville from 2 to 6 or at a live show.
There'll be much more communication.
So, right, at some point, I will call him and be like, hey, do I need to bring my this? And exactly. You'll go, yes, no, yes.
I'm in the Uber on the way, man. I'm sorry.
Right. I just don't feel like texting that much.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. A new study found that
also,
women.
Are the whores there yet?
I tend to do that with my wife, though. Not ask her the whores there yet, but.
Oh.
Maybe one of those things. So send me a text, and I respond. Then I get another text right after that, and I realize, okay, she's literally sitting on her phone waiting. So I would just call.
There you go.
Like, otherwise, this text is going to go on for 15 minutes, and everything's a yes or no question. So ask me everything you need to know now, and let's be done with this.
Right. A new study found that women are more talkative than men.
New
really?
Study?
Whoa.
Who got paid for that?
As long as I've been alive, they've said that.
Even
and it's not a diss on women in any way, but like, as long as I've been alive, that has been
we
what
should
they say.
No, it's just not, brevity is not part of that game.
Right.
We should see if we can get money for a study to see if men like beer.
Right. We should. Yeah. And you the know, thing is, you can. And what we really, years ago, we were like, wait, we would just read all these dumb studies where you already knew the answer to it. And like, but you realize people get funding either through a university or from the government right. Or some company to tell you what you already know.
Right.
Men use condoms more than women. Yes.
What do you know?
Hey, stunning. How much money can I get to tell you that?
Right.
It is freaking ridiculous.
To solidify common sense and common knowledge.
Yeah, that's basically it. We just wanted to prove it.
Right.
Because men have penises, they do use these condoms more. Oh, you're right. We never actually verified it. Thank you for taking the time to let us know.
Yeah. Men prefer using urinals.
Yeah.
Do they?
Right.
Yeah.
Men
my God.
More likely to use urinals than women.
We right. Need $250,000 right. In grant money.
Yeah, it turns out it's true.
What right. Do you know?
Women always know if they're the mother.
I, like, man.
Well, they birth them.
I knew so many people on that. First kid was born. Like, it's exciting. I said, actually, dude, things got weird. Like, my kid was born. I'm not sure that my wife is the mother. And for 1 second, everyone's like, oh, my God. I'm like, just think about it.
All right, give me a second.
That's, sit on that
that's the most elaborate ruse that she's ever pulled. Because I was in the room, brother. I'm telling you, she went through a lot of trouble.
That's a hell of a magic trick.
It really is.
All right, kid, I'm sorry.
Right. Just get in there and cry on cue.
This is going to suck for you, man. Hang in there.
Hold your breath for a few, and then come out crying.
Oh, my God.
I had sex with a different woman, and then this other woman gave birth to my kid. That's
hey, Doc, can you make it look like this is difficult?
Yeah. Ow.
Ooh.
I'm pushing.
Yeah.
What's that the guy that's like,
I need more drugs.
I never met my real father. He died 2 years before I was born. He's got to sit there like, does anyone want to explain this to him? Or do we just, oh,
come
okay.
On, buddy. Come on. Something we all have in common in this room is that
my mom's friend, Bert, was always very friendly. Yeah.
Something that we all have in common in this room is that we love to laugh. But did you know that there's some truth to saying that laughter is the best medicine?
All right.
Actually, there's a lot of benefits.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The top 10 benefits of laughter. With the catastrophic snow event we suffered through, note sarcasm, I thought maybe, just maybe, today's the day. A security guard asked me how my day was going after coming back in from a poison pleasure break. I told her it would be a lot better if I saw someone bite it on the icy sidewalks. That would make me laugh. Instead, I carry on my shoulders the bitter disappointment of nary a slip and fall. But you know what? I have hope.
Thing is, he's not lying.
No, he's not. No,
he told me yesterday, oh, yeah, I told the security guard, and I'm like, man, I didn't see anyone slip and fall, and that would have been awesome. That is actually a true story. Just for a little pick-me-up.
Just to make his day a little brighter, yeah. Damn it. Come on, help the guy out. So there's some surprising benefits of laughing. Bottom of the list, they say it costs absolutely nothing. It's free. Make yourself and others feel good with a free laugh.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
It just, yeah. Find whatever it is that makes you laugh. Number 9, it feels like eating 2,000 chocolate bars. According to the British Dental Health Foundation, a smile gives the same level of stimulation as eating 2,000 chocolate bars.
Damn.
The results were found after scientists measured brain and heart activity in volunteers as they were shown pictures of smiling people and given money and chocolate.
Yeah. I mean, look, I did it Saturday, and I feel like I do it every time I go to a comedy show. Like, I should just go to more.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's just fun. You're sitting there laughing. And obviously, you got to know who the comic is, which you're going to get into. But
sure.
Maybe. My wife dragged me out to, probably 2 years ago. And sorry, I do not remember the guy's name, but apparently he's a local comic. He had toured a little bit. May have had a special. I don't know. I didn't even recognize his name. She said he's playing at, the place under the crocodile. Madame Tussauds. Not that's bad. The wax play. But right, the Madame
yep.
something. Anyway, we went in there. It holds maybe 200 people. So it's not like this massive crowd. They had three different comics.
Madame Luz.
Some were funnier than others, but like we smiled. Even if you're not uproariously laughing, you're kind of smiling.
Yeah. Right?
And
yeah.
we'll be laughing. Yeah. Like we're in a great mood. And I'm like, I've never heard of any of them, but.
It's a common misconception with stand-up comedy is that it has to be laugh out loud funny. No, it's great when it is, but it's watching to be amused.
That's it. If you smile the whole time. Right. That is good.
And you know what? Living walking distance to Tacoma Comedy Club, I should go in there more.
You should, man.
Just
honestly.
Pop in and see what we got going
on. Why not?
There's a comedian I like, Tony Baker, right? And I saw him down in Tacoma at the Super Funny Comedy Club.
Yeah.
He came out there and was just riffing on Tukwila for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. But you're laughing.
Just right. What a weird name, the Tukwila. And to this day, me and my buddy Sean say it all the time. Like, it was awesome.
Hell yeah.
It sounds like the gulag.
The
hey, man, I did 10 years in the Tukwila.
Top 10 benefits of laughter. Number 8, you live longer. According to some recent research published in the Archives of General Psychiatry, elderly optimistic people, those who expected good things to happen rather than bad things, were less likely to die than pessimists.
Yep, that is for sure.
There you go. It's just kind of one of those positive headspaces.
Well, yeah, sometimes like being a pessimist can be self-fulfilling. Being an optimist 100%. Can be self-fulfilling.
You fight illness better. People who are optimistic have stronger immune systems and are actually able to fight off illness better than pessimists.
Cold.
Exactly.
You stand no chance here.
I mean, it makes sense if you're miserable and don't like stuff that, like, maybe your life might be a little shorter.
Yeah,
it's almost 100%. Like the universe is doing you a favor. Like, look.
Right.
We've tried. Right? I mean,
I can't do nothing to help you, man.
But that's the thing. Look, it's bad stuff happens to everybody.
Sure. 100%.
Right? So there's certain situations you might be at like, well, listen, getting better. Let's pass. But like overall, it's like you can't just sit around in a cloud with the rain on you.
100%.
Not everything is bad.
You know, there's something to be said for giving those bad thoughts in that darkness its day. And then after a while, you got to just not live there anymore.
No. Yeah, like I joke around with Danny V about the emo stuff, and I'm not that sad. He's like, you don't have to say that joke every... But I get they're having fun. But it's kind of tongue-in-cheek that they're sad, right? They're obviously having a blast at emo night.
Absolutely.
Well, every comedian that's worth a crap is... The reason they're funny is because they've used humor to deflect bad things that have gone on in their life.
Right.
It's kind of a necessary evil.
How do I take this horrible thing in my life and make it bearable?
And make it so that I can laugh at it.
I'll laugh at it, right. How many jokes I've made to get through 2019? Hell yeah, man. Social benefits of laughter. Laughter is contagious, so if you bring more laughter into your life, you can most likely help others around you laugh more.
If you cannot stop laughing, inevitably, even people that do not know what you're laughing about start laughing.
Hell yes!
Yeah. There's sometimes in here, especially with Thrill and I, we will look at each other. We won't say the joke out loud, but
we'll start
laughing.
Because it's probably not radio appropriate.
Right, and then somebody will text me like, I was laughing as you guys were laughing. Can you tell me what it was about? I go, no.
No,
we absolutely cannot.
Glad you were laughing.
And I will say, I've done plenty in my short 34 years of living. I don't think there's anything that has made me happier than making people laugh.
It's great.
When I can actually be there and I land a joke and it makes somebody laugh, gut laugh, it is one of the greatest joys that I ever
have. When it's voluntary.
Yes, 100%.
When it is voluntary.
Yeah. You get somebody to do a spit take.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just you're just sitting around a table BSing with your buddies and somebody does a spit take. It's like, oh, I got him.
And the best is when you don't even mean it. It's just something that you say and it just catches them right, man. It is the best. It'll change your perspective. Again, we're talking about the benefits of laughter. Researchers found that our response to stressful events can be altered by whether we view something as a threat or a challenge. Humor can give us a more lighthearted perspective and help us view events as challenges, thereby making them less threatening and more positive.
That's why I will not fight someone who laughs when it gets to them. You want to get in? You're like, yeah, man, I do it. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, this is comedy to them. I'm about,
oh, no.
This is hilarious, the idea that I'm going to do something to them. I'm going to go ahead and sit down.
Fighting the Joker over here. It gives you a positive frame of mind. Laughter brings the focus away from negative emotions. What? Making you more cheerful and putting you through a positive frame of mind, much like what Miles said, deflecting and finding a different way around it.
What if you're someone, and I don't know that I've met this person, who, like, you're always sad, but sadness makes you laugh?
Oh, damn.
Right. I've had a horrible day. I don't know what it is.
I mean, sometimes I will laugh in very bad situations. Just because it's just a response. Okay. All right. Like, it's not funny. It's funny that we're even having this conversation.
My son, he doesn't so much now, but when he was super younger, his nervous response was laughter. And you got to piece it together and understand who your kid is. He's like 5 years old, so he did whatever a five-year-old does to get in trouble. It's not the end of the world, but I'm admonishing him, right? But when I'm looking at him, he's just like, right? So, like, my anger, but, you know, like, you think this is funny? And he's like, no. And there's sincerity on his face. Like, I don't. So I start up again.
That nervous laughter, man.
And I'm like, so I walked up to my wife. I'm like, I can't. Because I know he's laughing because he's nervous, but on the other hand, when you're angry and someone's laughing at you,
you can't
you get angrier. So I'm just like, I just had to leave. It is ridiculous.
Hey, I did it years ago when I got arrested. The cop goes, I don't know why you're laughing. Is it funny? And I was like, because I'm effed.
Right.
He's like, what? I was like, I am not saying anything, and you're going to screw me over tonight. And he's like, yeah.
Damn.
That's exactly right.
That's why it was dead. So I was like, all right, so that's why I'm laughing, because I am in a bad spot.
I'm screwed.
I need help.
Yeah. The physical release. Have you ever felt like you had to laugh or you'd cry? Have you ever experienced the cleansing feeling after a good laugh? Laughter provides a physical and emotional release.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting when you feel really sad about something and something unexpected makes you laugh. We're at my grandmother's funeral. It was years and years and years ago. My aunt is sitting in front of my brother and I in the pews. And my grandmother, man, it's sad. It's heavy. And all these people you've known your entire life are speaking on her behalf. Well, she had a friend who's about 30 years older than her, which made this one about 92 years old. And she's going to come out and sing whatever frickin' hymn she's going to sing. And she sounded exactly the way you expect a 92-year-old woman to sound. And so she started singing. My brother and I just looked at each other, and it was hysterical, but we can't laugh, all right? But the thing that made it worse is my aunt, this is my aunt's mother, devastated. She turned around and gave us one of those looks, and it's like, what the F? And we were done, man. I'm like, I know it's a sad occasion, and I'm not laughing about what it is, but, and this woman just wouldn't shut up. She just, we're like, oh my God, this is one of the funniest things I've seen in the worst moment.
Oh, criminy. And then this is the number one benefit of laughter. Can manage your hormones. Laughter reduces
the
level.
This is great.
I'm so happy.
It's so funny. I think I have a chance.
Laughter reduces the level of stress hormones, but it increases the level of health-enhancing hormones. Laughter increases the number of antibody-producing cells and enhances the efficiency of T cells. All this means a stronger immune system as well as fewer physical effects of stress.
I actually have Mr. T cells.
Mr. T cells.
Hey, get out of my body. Come on, man. Time to get it for work.
I will admit, I mean, stuff seems hilarious after sex sometimes.
You're such a good mood.
Right.
Steven.
A man in Connecticut was suspected of driving under the influence, and he had a dead giveaway, Miles.
Well, what was that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Quick follow-up text to that laughter discussion you had, Mike. It says, I started laughing during childbirth.
Whoa.
When I was pushing my 9-pound son out. No idea why. Good drugs, I guess.
Well, you know, it feels funny.
Damn. There wasn't a whole lot of laughter in my experience, but you know. Today we toast.
All you can do is laugh.
I get it, right? Point, man. He's just like, oh my God, this is so painful.
I can't believe how bad this hurts.
Oh, no.
And he's the one crying.
I'm not going to sleep for months.
Miracle expensive little vagina crutcher.
Miracle of childbirth, my ass.
You thought you heard Steve.
Glad you're here. Today we toast Mr. Dylan Devereaux of Pasco County, Florida. Now, Dylan was driving recklessly, so police attempted to pull him over. Well, instead, Dylan took off at a high rate of speed, stopping at one point to drop off a passenger. Just real quick, I love that move. Mm-hmm. You're in a high-speed chase and you're still like, hey, buddy, I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, I gotta go. Then he speeds off again. Now, he eventually crashed into a tree, but then he bailed out of the car. Now, troopers did manage to tase him and get him on the ground, but Dylan, he would not be stopped. He began fighting. The cops in the middle of the road, he was pushing, he was struggling, and in spite of having been tased, he managed to get away with one hand already handcuffed. Then he disappeared into the woods. Well, with the help of two canine units, police did find him the next day. We're toasting him because he did all of this dressed in a Dalmatian onesie.
Jesus.
I have no idea why. Do not know why he was wearing it. But
that is my dad's hometown, Hudson, Florida.
Is it?
Yes.
That's where I went
it
down.
It is absolutely as bizarre as that story.
I mean, that's the thing. It's already crazy. You got tased. You fought the cops. All this. Still managed to disappear into the woods. Dropped off a passenger during a high-speed chase.
I said on the story already. He's like, yeah, that's the mayor.
Oh.
That was his junk bag.
Right. Yeah, I can see it. But in a Dalmatian onesie, just to make it weird. Mm. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichota!
All right, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.